بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إنما أنذركم بالوحي ولا يسمع الصم الدعاء إذا ما ينذرون.
Verse number 45. Say, O Messenger, O people, I only warn you of the punishment of Allah through divine revelation that my Lord reveals to me. When those deaf to the truth are warned of the punishment of Allah, they do not listen to it with a heeding ear.
وَلَئِن مَسَّتْهُمْ نَفْحَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّكَ لَيَقُولُنَّ يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ.
Verse number 46. O Messenger, if some punishment of your Lord was to afflict these people who are seeking it hastily, they would then say, Woe to our destruction and loss! We were wrong in our ascribing partners to Allah and rejecting what Muhammad, peace be upon him, brought to us.
ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ.
Verse number 47. I shall establish fair scales for the rising people to weigh their deeds with. On that day, no soul shall be wronged by having its good deeds decreased or bad deeds increased. Even if the weighed deed is minute, like the weight equal to a mustard seed, I shall include it. I myself am sufficient to take the deeds of my servants into account.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ الْفُرْقَانَ وَضِيَاءً وَذِكْرًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
Verse number 48. I have given Musa and Harun, peace be upon them, both the Torah, which distinguished between the permissible and the impermissible, was a means of guidance for those who believed in it, and a reminder for those who are mindful of their Lord.
الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ وَهُمْ مِنَ السَّاعَةِ مُشْفِقُونَ.
Verse number 49. Those who fear the punishment of their Lord, who they believe in, despite having not seen him, and are fearful of the hour.
وَهَذَا ذِكْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ أَفَأَنتُمْ لَهُ مُنكِرُونَ.
Verse number 50. This Qur'an, which was revealed unto Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a reminder and an admonition for those who want to take heed from it. It contains an abundance of benefit and goodness. Despite all that, do you still reject it? Do you not acknowledge its contents? And will you not practice upon it?
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قبل وكنا به عالمين.
Verse number 51. And I granted Ibrahim proof against his people in his childhood, and I knew him well. I gave him the proof he deserved according to my knowledge.
إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ما هذه التماثيل التي أنتم لها عاكفون.
Verse number 52. When he said to his father Ezer and his people, "What are these idols that you have made with your own hands, and which you constantly worship?" Verse number 53. His people said to him, "We found our forefathers worshipping them, so we also worship them following their example." Verse number 54. Ibrahim said to them, "You and your forefathers are in clear deviance from the path of truth." Verse number 55. His people said to him, "Are you serious about what you said, or are you joking?"
قال بل ربكم رب السماوات والأرض الذي فطرهن وأنا على ذلكم من الشاهدين.
Verse number 56. Ibrahim said, "No, I'm serious. Your Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. He created them, without there having been anything like them previously. I'm from those who testify that He is your Lord, and the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and that your idols have no share in that."
وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ بَعْدَ أَن تُوَلُّوا مُدْبِرِينَ.
Verse number 57. And in a manner inaudible to his people, Ibrahim said, "By Allah, once you have left your idols to go to your festival, I shall hatch a plot concerning them that you shall hate." Beneficial points. 1. Heedlessness is a barrier from accepting the truth. 2. The disbelievers cannot bear the least of the punishment. How will they bear the most severe? 3. The fruit of acknowledging error is only acquired after repenting from it, before the opportunity slips. 4. The deeds of the servants of Allah will be weighed on the scales on the Day of Judgment. 5. Affirmation of the attribute of justice for Allah and negation of oppression on His part. 6. The importance of the strength of evidence in calling towards Allah. 7. The harm of following blindly. 8. Calling towards Allah is a serious call, not one to be taken as a joke. 9. Gradual progression in changing evil, the need to start with the easiest to change first, and then onwards. Ibrahim started off by trying to change the evil of his people through speech and presenting evidences, then moved on to changing it by taking action.
فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُذَاذًا إِلَّا كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ.
Verse number 58. So Ibrahim broke the idols into small pieces and left the biggest of them, hoping that the people return to it and ask it who smashed the others.
قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Verse number 59. So when they returned and found their idols having been smashed into pieces, they asked one another, "Who smashed our idols?" Indeed, the one who has smashed them is from the oppressors, due to him having degraded that which deserves reverence and sanctification.
قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتًى يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ.
Verse number 60. Those who had heard Ibrahim take an oath on Allah that he would plot against the idols said, "We heard a young man talk evil regarding them and finding fault with them. He is known by the name Ibrahim, perhaps it is who smashed them."
قَالُوا فَأْتُوا بِهِ عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِ النَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْهَدُونَ
Verse number 61. Their chiefs said, "Bring Ibrahim in front of the people, so that they may testify to his confession to what he did, and their confession will be your evidence against him."
قَالُوا أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ
Verse number 62. So they brought Ibrahim, peace be upon him, and questioned him, blaming him, "Was it you who did this horrible act to our idols, O Ibrahim?"
قال بل فعله كبيرهم هذا فاسألوهم إن كانوا ينطقون
Verse number 63. Sarcastically exposing the helplessness of the idols to the people, Ibrahim said, "I did not do it. Rather, the biggest idol did it. Ask your idols, if indeed they are capable of speaking."
فرجعوا إلى أنفسهم فقالوا إنكم أنتم الظالمون
Verse number 64. So they turned to one another contemplating and considering. It had become clear to them that their idols do not benefit nor harm in any way. So they were wrong in worshipping them instead of Allah.
ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِهِمْ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا هَٰؤُلَاءِ يَنطِقُونَ
Verse number 65. They then returned to their stubbornness and denial, saying, "O Ibrahim, you know surely that these idols cannot speak. So how can you then tell us to ask them?" They intended it to be an evidence in their favor, but it became an evidence against them.
قَالَ أَفَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنفَعُكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ
Verse number 66. Rebuking them, Ibrahim said, "Do you then worship instead of Allah idols that do not benefit nor harm you, that are helpless in removing harm or bringing benefit to even themselves?"
أُفٍّ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ
Verse number 67. Shame on you, and shame upon that which you worship other than Allah, which neither benefit nor harm. Do you not understand that? Will you not leave their worship?
قَالُوا حَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ
Verse number 68. When they found themselves incapable of countering Ibrahim with proof, they resorted to force and said, "If you are going to give Ibrahim a deterring punishment and seek revenge for your idols that he broke and destroyed, then burn him in a fire."
قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ
Verse number 69. They lit a fire and threw Ibrahim into it. So I said, "O fire, become cool and safe for Ibrahim." And so it became such, and no harm came to him.
وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ
Verse number 70. Ibrahim's peace be upon him people planned to burn him, and I foiled their plan. Rather, I made them the ones who were overpowered and destroyed.
ونجيناه ولوطا إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها للعالمين.
Verse number 71. I saved Ibrahim and I also saved Lut. I expatriated them to the land of Syria that I have blessed, by having sent many prophets to it, and by scattering many forms of goodness for the creation.
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ نَافِلَةً وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا صَالِحِينَ
Verse number 72. And I blessed Ibrahim with Ishaq when he invoked his Lord to grant him a child. In addition, I also blessed him with Yaqub. I made each one of the three, Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub, pious and obedient to myself. Beneficial points. 1. The permissibility of using various strategies in expounding the truth and counteracting falsehood. 2. The insistence of the people of falsehood on their falsehood is due to their stubbornness, not the strength of their evidence, nor the weakness of the evidence of the people of truth. 3. The people of falsehood hold on to evidence they assume to be in their favor, but which are in reality against them. 4. Being harsh in speech can sometimes be a means of changing evil if there is no greater harm that arises due to it. 5. Resorting to using force is proof of incapability to counteract using evidence. 6. Allah's help for His believing servants and His saving them from difficulties comes from ways that are unanticipated.